Why isn't this woman, oh, please, you have the bike. Please, you take the bike. Please, thank you. What happened to appreciate the nurses, Rob?
Man, that's exactly how I feel. It's like chivalry is, I wanted to say if chivalry wasn't dead, and I have to say almost dead, because there is people like me and you out there who, well, honestly, we thrive. We want to open doors for women, no matter their age. It's like they are, we're our society has been robbed of good men. We're almost non-existent, and we have to have that ideology. It's like, hey, it's that simple. The whole situation could have been avoided if they would have been like, oh, you know what? Yeah, you're right. He could have said, like, you know what? I'm going to cancel it. You want to put your card on there? But it's just so much easier that everything would have been washed away. You'd have been like, you know what? And you know me. I do favor, you know, certain women. And I think all women are beautiful. But a pregnant woman sitting there after 12 hours of work, nurses have a very difficult job as it is. And then you have a pregnant nurse. Like, I don't want to. Anybody takes it the wrong way, but you know, when your hormones are a little wild in, you act a little differently, and they have to understand. It's like, you know what? Where was that empathy? That's really what we're lacking.
Again, is there a racial element to this? Is there a racial element to this that these black kids wanted to target a white woman? Is there a racial element to this, that this white woman felt intimidated because of a group of black kids trying to steal her bike? I don't know, but everything went sideways when this woman got lied about and continues to be lied about and is now getting death threats and has been put on leave from her job when she's the victim of a crime. Imagine that. You are the victim of a crime. You are the victim of a crime, and you get punished. Welcome to being a white person in Democrat America. But you know what's funny? It's actually not funny. It's sad. My crew member, Rob, had the response to this that probably should have been the only response to this. And in fact, if he wants to open up a mic and comment on this, I'm just sharing his tweet right here. I'll quote directly. If chivalry wasn't almost dead, this wouldn't have happened. They should have paid for her ride and said, thank you for what you do. Fatherless homes lead to stupid race-baiting situations like this. Now, I don't know the background of these black kids that stole her bike, but isn't that right? I see him getting set up on the mic here. How is that not the first response? I mean, honestly, it's kind of sad, and I know Rob is the same way. Whenever I see a woman approaching a door and I can hold the door for her, I open that door and hold it every single time. And you know why I do that? I do that for my mother. I do that for my mother because I hope my mother has chivalry in her life. And I want to be a reflection of my mother and how she raised me. So I open the door for women all the time. And you know what's sad? And I'll start with Rob this way. Let me know when his mic is ready. You know what's sad? I mean, at least half the time when I hold the door open for a woman, they are so shocked. They are so stunned that a man would hold the door for a woman, especially if you maybe wait like 5 seconds when they're a little couple steps away and you wait there and you're holding it and you're saying yes. They're like, oh my gosh. Particularly, I would say older women. Younger women, maybe not so much. You hold the door open for an older woman, and I'm not trying to be, you know, crass here, but, you know, an older woman, like 40 or above, you're still beautiful. But no, you hold the door open for a woman 40 or above, her jaw, like, hits the floor. She can't believe that there's any chivalry left. So this is exactly the correct response, Rob, and I'm so glad when you put it up, I was like, how did I miss this? I mean, that's it. Why isn't this woman, oh, please, you have the bike. Please, you take the bike. Please, thank you. What happened to appreciate the nurses, Rob?
Man, that's exactly how I feel. It's like chivalry is, I wanted to say if chivalry wasn't dead, and I have to say almost dead, because there is people like me and you out there who, well, honestly, we thrive. We want to open doors for women, no matter their age. It's like they are, we're our society has been robbed of good men. We're almost non-existent, and we have to have that ideology. It's like, hey, it's that simple. the whole situation could have been avoided if they would have been like, oh, you know what? Yeah, you're right. He could have said, like, you know what? I'm going to cancel it. You want to put your card on there? But it's just so much easier that everything would have been washed away. If you'd have been like, you know what? And you know me, I do favor, you know, certain women. And I think all women are beautiful. But a pregnant woman sitting there after 12 hours of work, nurses have a very difficult job as it is. And then you have a pregnant nurse. Like, I don't want anybody to take this the wrong way. But, you know, when your hormones are a little wild in, you act a little differently. And they have to understand. It's like, you know what? Where was that empathy? That's really what we're lacking. And I just don't understand how obvious the situation is, but yet the media just is able to take advantage of it. Now this poor lady is out of a job in hiding for what? For a $7, $8, $9 bill?
Well, like, and two, I mean, because I completely miss it. It's like you saw it, I missed it. But it just shows you how fake the liberals are. What happened to believe all women? What happened to believe all women? Or how about what happened to appreciate the nurses? Remember? I mean, they saved our lives during COVID, the greatest people of all time. Yeah. What happened? So, I mean, it just shows how they don't believe any of the crap they're selling you. They know they're selling you hogwash.
And they're fine with it. That's the biggest problem. And all these people who say, oh, I'm anti-government, I'm anti-news, I'm anti-everything. And then the first thing they see on TV, they run with. And now, you know, they're part of the problem. And, I mean, can you imagine if the TV was out for, you know, 2-3 months, how people would be able to. Look what COVID did to people. It gave time to do research. And it's like after that was gone, it's like, you know what? No, all this is gone? Okay. Let's just get back to the chaos, the lunacy. It's just racism. This is just gaslighting. All while Joe Biden blew up Nord Stream 2. But hey, we're going to fight over a lime scooter right now. This doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, and by the way, I mean, I haven't seen any personal details about this woman, but the odds are she's a liberal. The odds are she's a Democrat liberal voter. Probably not anymore after this, my guess is. And I'm not trying to put Rob on the spot here, but let's just say he tried to court a nice liberal girl recently. And, you know, she
it didn't go very well.
Well, and she was a little surprised that a man of the skin complexion of Rob isn't a diehard leftist liberal troll. But that's another story for another day. I think we may get Rob on air to tell that story sometime. We're out of time in this segment. Rob, thank you for joining us. But I'm telling you, isn't that it? I couldn't believe even I missed it. And Rob had it right there. It was like, none of this would have happened if these men were chivalrous and showed appreciation for a nurse and chivalry for a pregnant woman. None of this would have happened.
Sold out for more than a year, we now have back in stock a limited run of our extremely popular tooth whitening coral calcium toothpaste full of essential oils, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And another great product sold out for almost a year is our activated charcoal essential oil toothpaste as well. These are both incredible for your gums, polish your teeth, amazing to counter gingivitis, and they fund the InfoWar. There are no fillers in these products. These are fluoride-free, next-level toothpaste, 10,000 of each tube, limited run, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And your purchase funds the operation. Plus, these are incredible products you need. So the Coral Calcium Tooth Whitening and the Activated Charcoal Essential Oil Toothpaste are now both back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. I thank you for your support, but regardless, these are great products you need. So take action now. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for both these great toothpaste back in stock.